Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, The Robe of Righteousness, already in progress.
If I get a hold of this, that this says that if I'll confess with my mouth that I believe that he raised him from the dead, thou shall be saved. Now then, under the new covenant, I found out that that word saved over there was that word up there, sozo. I had a new computer, had a new software package, and I had Hebrew and Greek dictionaries and everything all, you know, parallel together, synchronized together in this computer. And when I highlighted the word saved, right there on the very last word where it says you shall be saved, when I highlighted that, it pulled in under the Greek New Testament the word sozo. When the word sozo pulled in, it pulled in the Greek dictionary. The word sozo means saved, but that's what it said. Healed, made whole, preserved, and delivered. Now, wait a minute. If that word means all five of those things, and it does, you can check it out. If I'm walking in obedience to God's word, I'm his son. I have received him as my savior. Did you believe that when you accepted Jesus as your savior, you got saved? That's the first thing you had to do, wasn't it? I mean, even when we were yet wicked sinners, Christ died for us. Is that right? He did that. He did that. He died for you and me when you were a wicked sinner too, you know, and you and me, all of us. And you hear people all the time say, just confess your sin and Jesus will save you. That's not scriptural. You don't have to confess your sin to get saved. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. If I was 60 years old and I had never gotten saved, I'm a whole lot older than 60, but let's say when I was 60, I had never been saved, and I lived the ways of the world for 60 years. I'd lied, I'd cheated, I'd committed adultery on my wife, I'd run around on everybody, I'd done all kinds of bad business deals. I was about as bad a guy as you could come into. Now I'm 60 and I get saved, and somebody says, all you gotta do is confess all your sins and Jesus will save you. Who in the world would possibly know what all his sins was? You couldn't remember them, could you? No, there ain't no way you could remember. That's why Jesus told you, just call on the name of Jesus and you'll be saved. I will take care of it for you. Now then, once we call on the name of Jesus, I don't care if we've had if we've been the worst murderer, thief, been in prison, we've killed people, we've done everything wrong, everything you can imagine that you can do as an individual is sin, you've done it. And somebody tells you about Jesus, and you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, how many of those old sins did he wash with his blood? Man, he cleaned you up, didn't he? Okay, now, if he cleaned you up and you've been redeemed from the sin, you've been redeemed, that there's only two places in the Bible the word redeemed is used. It's used for sin, and it's used for sickness and disease. So if he redeemed you from sin, then you got saved when you confessed him with your mouth and you believed it with your heart. That's all you had to do. Say, in fact, this is all you have to do to be saved. Jesus. And just mean that. Jesus. You said Jesus out loud. How do I know that? Because the Bible teaches that. But I will tell you, I got to see an awesome example of this just a few years ago. My wife and I had only been married about, 5 months when your daddy died? And we was over at the hospital. He'd had an aneurysm, and he's in the process of dying. And Cheryl's in there praying, God, you got to show me. I don't know if my daddy is saved or not. I don't know. I got to know today if my daddy's going to heaven. She said, because he really never went to church much. He didn't confess Jesus as Lord and Savior much. And so I really don't know if my daddy's saved. So she said, Lord, you got to show me somehow, some way, if my daddy's going to heaven. And I walk in about that time. She said, honey, will you pray for my daddy? I'm not sure he's saved. So I said, sure. I was standing right beside her. So I let my knees fall over on the side of the bed, just like this. And I closed my eyes to help my hands up. And the minute I did that, I saw her daddy falling backwards just like this into the abyss of hell. I'm not a man that cries over anything. And I didn't even know her daddy, other than I met him two times and spoke to him only one time my whole life before we got married. So I really didn't hardly even know his first name. But I'm telling you, when I saw him falling backwards, I began to scream, "Howard, call on the name of Jesus." Cheryl didn't know what was going on. She said, yes, daddy, call on the name of Jesus. I'm gushing tears. If you even think somebody you know is going to hell and you ain't crying over that, you don't know nothing about Jesus. You know that? I see people all the time with their friends, with their mothers and their dads and everything else. Well, I ain't going to talk to them about Jesus because they got to make that decision themselves. If you thought that person was your loved one or your friend and you had the answer to save them from going into the flames of hell and you're not even willing to talk to them about Jesus, there's something wrong with your salvation. You don't know who he is. I mean, when I saw her daddy, which I hardly even knew, falling into the abyss of hell, I started screaming, "Howard, call on the name of Jesus." And tears were pouring. I ain't never cried like that for no human being in my life, but I ain't never seen nobody else falling into hell either. But I saw him falling. And as I'm screaming, "Howard, Howard, call on the name of Jesus," Cheryl's over there saying, "Yes, daddy, daddy, call on the name of Jesus." And all of a sudden, as her daddy's going backwards into that abyss, the flake of fire he's fixing to fall into, I heard him say, "Jesus." And all of a sudden, a bright light from up above came down and illuminated his body and stopped him from falling and drew him into the kingdom of God. And I saw him go into heaven. And then when I said, I opened my eyes and I said, "Wow, is God awesome?" And Cheryl says, "What happened? What happened?" And so I told her. And then she told me her prayer, what she just prayed. And God used me to get her daddy saved. If I hadn't walked in that room that day and I hadn't known who I did in Jesus, her daddy would not be in heaven today. Now, do you hate anybody enough to see them go to hell? I don't either. Nobody. Even if I don't know you and I ain't never seen you and I don't care if you've just beat the pulse out of me and throw me on the ground and I'm bleeding in my own blood, I still don't want to see you go to hell. I want to see you go to heaven. And I'm going to do everything in my power to tell you about Jesus. Because I know all I got to do is confess with my mouth and believe with my heart and I'm born again, right? Now don't let the devil steal that from you. Well, okay, here's where he steals the rest of it. That word don't only mean saved. That word means healed too, doesn't it? So if that word means healed, if it's one of the five things that word means, then if I'm willing to confess with my mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, I will be healed. Because when I confess Jesus with my mouth and believe in my heart, I'm redeemed from sin. I'm redeemed from the curse. So when I say I'm not only saved, I am healed and I'm made whole. If I can believe that. In fact, that night I got a hold of that. I was reading my computer, that new software package. And when I got a hold of that, I said, Lord, I've never seen this in the Word. If I hadn't had the Greek, I would have never picked up on this. I would have never known the word sozo meant healed. Now, I went back and looked up in the Greek, and the Greek New Testament had that word 220 times in 202 different verses in the Greek New Testament. Over 200 times that word sozo is used in the text. Over 200 times. You know, I thought, you know, God says, let everything be confirmed out of the mouths of two or three witnesses, and here's over 200 times. He must mean for me to find out something here. So that night, I took my computer and I went back and I went started in the book of Matthew all the way to the book of Revelation, and I read every scripture that had anything to do with the word sozo. By the time I got that hours and hours and hours, 4, 5, 6 hours later, the time I got through just reading about the word sozo, in fact, I think I knelt beside my computer and I said, Father, I now not only know that I'm saved by the blood of Jesus, but I was healed. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to ask you to help me, to lead me so that I will not sin, so I walk holy in your presence. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to confess to everybody I meet from this day forward that they're looking at a man that's received Jesus Christ as his personal healer, just like I received him as my personal Savior, and I'm never going to be sick again. Now then, when you receive Jesus as your personal Savior, a lot of people will say, what happened to you last night? Oh, I went to church and I got saved. You, Thurman? Oh, wicked boy like you that does all the bad things you do. You got, no, that don't work. No, you just heard somebody say something. That God couldn't save an old critter like you. Now, what are they trying to do? Steal your salvation, right? Now then, I knew it was too late for me on that. I knew I was saved. How many of you know you're saved? You know, I mean, I'll hold up both hands. I know I'm saved. I know when I die, I know where I'm going. There ain't no doubt in my mind. I confess with my mouth, believe with my heart, and I know I'm born again. And you can't steal that from me. But anyway, I received Jesus Christ as my personal healer, just like I did my personal Savior. Is that the same? Does it work the same way? Yes, it works the same way. So the next morning I go to work, I even had a Baptist preacher there working for me, and I had several girls upstairs in the computer room. I walked in that night and I said, praise God, you guys and gals, y'all are looking at a guy that received Jesus Christ as his personal healer yesterday. And I said, you ain't never going to see me sick again. They ain't never heard nothing like that. And they all said, Thurman, you've always been a religious fanatic. Now you're carrying the Word of God just a little too far. You know everybody's going to be sick again. You know we're all going to be sick. I said, not me. You ain't stealing that from me. Is that what that said? If I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I'm healed, does that mean what it says? Yes, it does. But do I have to believe that?
Yes,
I have to believe that with no doubt in my heart. And did the church try their best for the next year or two to steal that from me? The more I confessed it, the more they said, Thurman, you've lost it. You're crazy. Well, let me tell you, after 5 years, that Baptist preacher came to me one day and he said, Thurman, I've been really watching you close the last 5 years since you had that crazy thought about being healed and being able to receive Jesus as your healer. But I had noticed you hadn't been sick. You hadn't had the flu or nothing. I said, no, I hadn't, and I'm not going to have. So he said, I'm going to receive Jesus as my personal healer, so I ain't going to be sick no more. And guess what? Last time I talked to that Baptist preacher, he had never been sick again in his whole life. Will God's Word work for all of us? Yes.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled The Robe of Righteousness, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.